first of all, he was never answering her questions.
No. It's the most amazing thing I think I've ever witnessed, David. His ability to completely avoid answering a question is almost masterful. He goes back to himself. That's why I keep seeing it. It's all about, no, but here's what I did. This is why I'm so important. Me, me, me. I. You don't understand.
Yeah, this is what I dealt with David Wynn Miller starting in the year 2000. I met him at the very end of 1999. I was introduced to him by Gary, and it was all about the truth language stuff because Gary thought it had merit. Gary still thinks it has merit. I don't care one way or the other now that I understand international law and I understand variation by agreement and modification of treaty. Why do I care?
Right.
The thing about it is that any contract has to have a meeting of the minds, and if you can't communicate, you better figure out how to communicate. And if your language is, you're saying, well, we write ours all in prepositional phrases and quantum syntax. Well, if they're not writing in quantum syntax, then you have to do a translation so that you understand what they understand and they understand what you understand. And you can't tell them, like Russell Gould tried to, that I can't read your documents. Not when they trained you in their school.
Right.
Because that's a bald-faced lie.
Right.
And to sit there and think that you can just speak as he does in regular English, but then you can correct the courtroom document by writing it in different English, that's just totally oxymoronic. And when I had to testify at Russell's trial, he proved that to me when I interviewed with him, and he said, after you got the subpoena, which was Russell getting the subpoena, because I let the agent in, right, subpoenaed him to go testify at a grand jury, and they were operating on a document of acquiescence because they knew he would acquiesce. Because he kept telling them he couldn't read their document.
Right.
But they trained him in the school. See, initially when this started, this was in 2006, but initially when this started in 2000, it was about stopping and correcting the language. Well, you can't correct it if you can't read it. Same way with Miller talking about it now. But the attorney asked me the question. He said he couldn't read that subpoena. Did you two talk about it afterwards? I said, yes, sir, we did. He said, did you use the King's English, so to speak? I said, yes, sir, we did. They know he can read it because they know he speaks it. And Miller's speaking it on that video. But the amazing thing about the video is that he hasn't changed. Every other word that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
Yeah.
They have accomplished absolutely nothing because they don't understand that they formed up something called United States of Our World, but they're still running a U.S. flag, which means they're in trespass, they're in violation, and all of their people go to jail. That conversation is about a guy who's been sitting in jail for 191 days. This is when I had to quit because I knew that she asked him the question that was the final thing that needed to be asked. If you're saying that they're not following their own law and that they're being corrupt and they're not doing what they should be doing and the whole system is corrupt and they're not going to correct the language and they're not going to do anything that you're talking about, then how do you expect to be effective? Now, this is an assumption that they're not following the law. This is an assumption that they're not following the contract, because my experience with David Wynn Miller and Russell Gould and everybody else in that courtroom when we ever went there is that they are following the contract to the letter. Otherwise, they would not have written back to me as ambassador for the Dom and recognized the Dom and then recognized me as the Dom's ambassador.
You're looking at it from the holistic universal principle, which is, look, a contract is a contract. A contract is written with symbols, and if you understand it, there's a meeting of the minds, and it's valid. I mean, pure and simple, and every other aspect or principle of law that applies, he wants to pick apart their language and say, well, this contract isn't valid because you wrote it wrong.
That's assuming that he's corrected the language, which I proved to them that they haven't corrected anything. If you want to go back to 6,500 years of language, first and foremost, you're writing your language backwards. You're writing it from left to right, and old languages were all written from right to left, all of them. And the symbols were all run together because everybody understood the symbols as hieroglyphs, and the hieroglyphs painted a picture. So even in between Greek letters and old texts, which were written right to left, there is no space between the letters, and there is no punctuation. All you got to do is look at the Rosetta Stone. So you can't tell me that this parse syntax English, which is angle-ish, which means it's bent.
Right.
The angles created this language. It did not exist 6,500 years ago. So he hasn't corrected anything that goes back 6,500 years because the English language didn't even exist. He can't even prove 6,500 years anyway. Right. Recorded history only proves 4,500 years. I'm not saying there's not longer history, but current recorded history only records somewhere between 4,300 and 4,500 years. So anytime they make up this stuff, it's all make-believe. Just like George Carlin said, this is make-believe. You're making this shit up as you go along. just like judge and a witness. You're making it up as you go along. It's not your contract. It doesn't belong to you. You don't have standing. And you're not listening to what the judges are actually telling you.
See, that's got to be a mental disconnect, because it's just, all right, I'm going to call myself judge, and therefore what I say goes, and it doesn't matter what anybody else has to say, because I'm a self-appointed judge. I know what I'm talking about.
This is the reason I got away from them. They did have a modicum of recognition, just like what I said about Russell. When Russell got arrested and the judge came down off the bench and he said, wow, a minute ago I was in Wisconsin and now I'm in something called Unity States of Our World. They recognize that jurisdiction gets created on paper. But this is the very question I was asked today, which is, what about this Universal Declaration on Human Rights about you have a right to move freely between states or within states or whatever? I'm like, well, that's contingent on certain things. He wanted to know my opinion about it. Because rights can be removed, especially if you're not performing your duties, right? All right comes from duty.
Correct.
Not from God, from duty. Duties and obligations. The first thing it identifies in the law of nations is that all rights come from duties and obligations. And if you don't keep the duties and obligations, you don't get any rights. And if you don't know what those duties and obligations are because you haven't even read the document, then I'm sorry for you, but they put it in your constitution that they're following the law of nations. They're punishing offenses against the law of nations. So if you don't read it, well, I'm sorry. Where is it this ignorance is an excuse? Now, the same thing is true in Miller. Let's take, for example, what he said about the mortgage document not being correct. You know, like Anna Ritz talking about the property description not being correct.
Right.
Who signs the mortgage document? Does the bank sign it?
Nope. The borrower.
Bank doesn't sign the mortgage document. The bank doesn't sign the promissory note. The bank is not the one certifying the property description. They're not certifying the language. You went in there and volunteered, and they didn't drag your butt down there to go get one of their loans on that property description. You went down there and offered the property description and your credit so that you could get a loan to purchase that property. And you committed two acts of fraud, even in whatever he wants to call as fiction language. You committed two acts of fraud if you are the mortgagor. That was the document that the bank relied on for them to loan you the money. You can't sue the bank because you don't have clean hands. And I don't care how it's written. I don't care if it's written in pig Latin.
The assumption is made as soon as you sign the contract. You must have understood the contents in the contract. Otherwise, why would you sign it?
It's not even about you understanding the contract in terms of you read it and you understand it and you signed it. Let's just say it was written for you or whatever. But the moment you signed it, in law, you are perceived as the one who wrote the document. That's why you cannot plead ignorant. You wrote it. You signed it. The attorney didn't sign it. The bank didn't sign it. No one signed it. You signed it as if you wrote every single word on that document. And if you don't understand those words, you are guilty.
AKA violating your own contract.
Yeah, and thereby violating yourself. Because what person is going to do something like that? Hasn't the system told everybody, you got to learn how to read, ignorance is no excuse, and if you have to hire one of our attorneys, you have admitted that you're incompetent, so therefore we have to govern for you because of that incompetence?
Yep, you've become a ward of the state because you are literally a lunatic and incompetent.
Yeah, it's the first definition of the code. U.S. Code, Title 1, Section 1, first definition. Insane person and lunatic, including every idiot and person non compos mentis. So if you go into a contract and you sign it and you come back later and say, well, I was non compos mentis when I signed it. Excuse me, whose fault is that? We took you at your word. You should have told us up front you were non compos mentis so we wouldn't do business with you. Ooh, how's that for a catch 22? People sending me these videos is like, this is why I got to come out with getoutofthesystem.com, because you can't get out of this system until the system gets out of you. And people like this, they are so programmed, the agents leave them there and they don't arrest them because they're fish bait to make sure you stay in the program and that the program stays in you. But yeah, I thought it was funny when I saw your Skype message pop up that he's insane. Yes, the U.S. Code has been identified as insane, and he keeps saying that the U.S. Code is written wrong, and every time he turns around and says that they violated it, he's reading it in English that they violated what was written wrong to begin with. He keeps trying to use their code as a justification for his nonsense.
Yeah.
So therefore, he's in trespass every time he brings it up.